now's not one of those days. So we need you to get here right away. Oh, if you're not too busy,
would you come by here?
Oh, we need thee.
Would you could you
every hour?
Cause we really need you.
Down here praying, would you please stop by?
Hear my humble cry.
KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. And that covenant was that he would never destroy the earth with a flood. God made covenants. Don't forget about the covenant with Moses, which renewed the one which he made with Abraham. And then God establishes the Ten Commandments so that Abraham would, so that Moses would see and know what God's laws and rules would be. And the laws and the rules for you and I to live by. But the good news is that God will never break his covenant with us. And these covenants are still active and alive that you and I live by. So we see what was introduced was a covenant agreement with Rahab in our story. A covenant that was made by two spies. We could say that God sets the covenant, but can we set covenants? And the answer is yes. We can also make covenant. I made a covenant with God that I would get up and I would talk to him every day. And sometimes I missed that covenant. In my haste of my busy life, sometimes I rush out of the house and then I remember you didn't sit and have a conversation with the Lord. I made a covenant agreement with him. Now God expect me to do and fulfill what I said I would do. We made a covenant agreement with God each and every day. So the question is, are we still fulfilling the covenant that we made with him? We pray, we worship and praise him. We come to church and we exalt his name, because we have a covenant agreement with him as Christians to come together as believers to worship him in spirit as well as in truth. We are told the historical text how Joshua sent two spies to evaluate the city of Jericho. God had already led them through the children of Israel through the wilderness and was showing them the promised land, and now they have some obstacles in the way. And in the middle of these obstacles, in the middle of the path that they were to go, that the spies were to take as they would go to Canaan, would be some situation that they would encounter. But before the people could attack and regain the area, or secure what God had for them, Joshua needed some critical information about the city. He needed some critical information about the fortress. He needed some information about the gates and its fortified towers. He needed to know something about the military forces. And he also needed to know something about the morale of the people. That sounds so much like us today. Each nation looking at the other nation, trying to conquer those nations because they are different than their nation. And so they fortify their walls. They put gates up and fences up so that no one can come in, and they fortify it. But in the objective of trying to conquer the land or conquer the people, we need to know what's going on. And every now and then we send some spies into the land. Hello. Have we ever sent spies into the land? Have spies ever been sent into the land? The same scenario that happened in the Old Testament during the time of the children of Israel saga towards the promised land is the same saga that even exists today. We are no different. What went on? There's nothing different in this world. We all do the same thing over and over again, and God is watching our conduct as well as our character. And so God is watching these people as God sent them on a journey to get to the promised land. And God is watching us because he's sending us on a journey to get to the promised land. You don't even know you're on the journey. The promised land that he's talking to us about is a promised land that in my father's house. We're still on a journey, my brothers and sisters, trying to get to where God wants us to be. And as we go on this journey, that's going to be some obstacles. These two spies were chosen and sent out to carefully conceal their mission so that other folks wouldn't know what was going on. Not even the Israelites were to know what was about to take place, because you remember earlier there were 12 spies that were sent out to secure the land to find out what was going on there, and 10 came back with a what report? Only 10 came back with a bad report, and 2 came back with a talk to me good report. So we see that 2 spies are now being sent to spy out the land, because if he had sent out a whole bunch of folks, a whole bunch of folks would have saw there's some problems there. There's some stuff there. There's some obstacles there, like they did in the first report. So because God is about to go into the promised land, he only sent 2 spies that he knew he could count on. And Joshua was sending these men to go and check out the land in spite of the fact that there was some stuff there. There might have been some giants there, and God was watching their faithfulness and their commitment to do what he said. And God is watching our faithfulness, because every now and then God has given us a mandate to do something. And because we see obstacles and giants, we come back with a bad report. And the more we get the bad report, the masses are afraid to go forth into the promised land. Pastor, there's a giant there. I can't see it. God said, I didn't tell you to see the giant. I told you to conquer the giant. I didn't tell you to walk around the giant. I said walk through the giant. Because he said not, because I was with you, bringing you out of Egypt, I'll be with you, taking you into the promised land. The problem we have is that sometimes we are afraid of the unknown, even when God says, lo, I'm with you. But if we let God be God and guide and direct us, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of the death and fear no evil, because we know who's with us. Amen. So God had a purpose for the Israelite. Spying on the land of Jericho included more than just securing military information. It was God who was sending them in a direction that would allow them to come in contact with a woman called Rahab. Rahab. Can I say it again? Rahab was a sinful woman. And throughout the Bible, she was known as Rahab the harlot. That baffles me, because why is it that she couldn't be called Rahab of Jericho? they identified her as a harlot. All through the Bible, she's identified not as Rahab of Jericho, but Rahab the harlot. But God, that conjunction means something is about to be said, was not concerned with her reputation. God was concerned about her salvation. But God ain't concerned about your reputation. God is concerned about your salvation. Jesus wasn't concerned about the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the drug dealers or those that drunk wine. He was concerned about their salvation. The only folk that's concerned about your salvation are the folk that ought to be concerned about theirs. They so busy looking at your reputation, they can't see their own reputation. The Lord is simply saying, I'm not concerned about Rahab's salvation because I'm not concerned about her reputation. I'm concerned about her salvation because I did not come to save those that are righteous. I came to save those that were sick. But we're concerned about a person's reputation. Oh, that's a bad person. We're all exes. Before you came to know the Lord, you were ex something. We all had a reputation before we came to have a relationship with the Lord. And even now, we sometimes slip back into some of them exes. But God doesn't see us in our bad stuff. He sees the possibility of changing us to make us conform to his image. And when you conform to his image, you begin to look just like him. And the more you look just like him, the more you act just like him. And so the scripture tells us there were a whole bunch of men who were ruthless and had bad reputation. Check out Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a bad man. He was really bad. He killed a whole lot of people, and he had no compassion for them. But I'm remembered that Nebuchadnezzar, before he left, said, I believe in the God of Daniel, and that tells me I don't care how bad you are. That was a thief on the cross, had a bad reputation. But I know that he said, this man has done nothing. He said, remember me when you go enter into your kingdom. That man had a bad reputation. The Lord wasn't interested in his reputation. He was interested in his salvation. And I'm trying to get a point across to you. God ain't concerned about your reputation. He's concerned about your salvation. That's the very reason why he came into this world. Saul had a bad reputation, became Paul, and he wrote one-third of the New Testament. How can a man with a bad reputation write what we preach today? Because the Lord had an experience with God on the Damascus Road. Antioch, we have shared how God seeks us out for salvation. We don't seek him, he seeks us. And the reason for that is that God knows the content and the character of our heart. So God, moving in a mysterious way, brought together two spies of the army of Israel and a harlot of Canaan who would become a new convert to the children, to the God of Israel. This in no way questioned the righteousness of God, who can use any person in the fulfillment of his purpose. What we witness in this story serves to let us see God's mercy and God's grace. And his mercy and his grace was being demonstrated by his second covenant. Rahab's story really is unique. Not because she was a prostitute, but because she was a prostitute that would express her belief in God. Let's see why. And Rahab's belief was more than the people who claimed to belong to God. See, we can be in church and not really have a belief. We are told these two spies had been discovered in the land, and the king